Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaVillage.org.
Well, this week we're talking with Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing at Felician Village. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning, Jim.
You know, Barb, sometimes an older person has surgery or they get sick or they get an injury and they need a little bit of recovery time before they get back to home. And that's always the goal, to get back to home. But you have a rehab unit that can help. Tell us a little bit more about the rehab services at Felician Village.
Sure, I will do that. But you're correct. Sometimes a person does need some extra help, and whether that's extra nursing care or even physical, occupational, or speech therapy, that can help them regain some strength or balance or maybe just even continuing to recover from a surgery. Our Next Step Rehab Unit was specifically designed to provide these services based on a doctor's orders. And you're correct also in the fact that usually the goal for these people is to go back to their home, and so that becomes our goal also. However, if that's not possible, we do have a social worker who also does discharge planning, and then will assist those people with finding a place to live or bring help into their current home if they can't be by themselves yet. So our nursing care in the Next Step unit is overseen by a registered nurse, while certified nursing assistants are available to assist with all the daily needs that someone would need, such as showering, dressing, medication, overall health monitoring. And then the physical therapists and PT assistants use a variety of methods to help improve someone's strength, mobility, balance, coordination, and even work on pain management. And their goal is always to get someone back to their highest level of independence. We do have a therapy gym, and that has a variety of exercise equipment. We have a machine that can help you improve your balance, and also different types of assistive devices. An occupational therapist, and that's not in regard to a job or an occupation, but it helps someone who might need some training to complete normal activities of daily living. So, for example, if someone had a stroke and now they need to relearn how to dress or eat using special devices, that's where an occupational therapist can come in and help with that process. They're also available to perform an on-site evaluation of a patient's home environment and then provide suggestions to improve safety and function before that patient goes home.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, speech and language pathology assists with all aspects of communication, including speech and swallowing issues.
Wow, speech and language, occupational therapy, physical therapy, nursing care, rehab, that's a lot of services.
It really is. It truly is. People who are in a rehab unit are kept busy during the day and are usually tired by the end of their day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this type of care is traditionally paid for by Medicare or a managed care program, as long as there is an order for rehab. And the other nice thing is if someone knows they're having surgery and they want to pre-register, they can do that also.
So how do you register for that?
Well, they can call our admissions coordinator. Her name is Mandy, and her phone number is 684-7171, extension 231. She works with the hospitals, and she's like our liaison with the hospitals, mm-hmm. which is where most of our admissions come from. And then she also makes sure that all the paperwork is filed and completed and makes the admission run smoothly.
Oh, that's so great, Barb. There's so many great services. I look forward. Let's talk again next time about more about Felician Village, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.